Hello, friends. Welcome back to Cancer Proof Living. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Michelle, an 8-year non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer survivor, a mom, and an integrative nutrition health coach. After cancer, I wanted more than just survival, so I built a healing roadmap that I couldn't find. Now I guide survivors and cancer-conscious humans to detox, rebuild, and thrive. In this solo episode, I share with you 3 foods to add to your diet if you had cancer or if you're looking to prevent cancer. And you guys, this episode is packed with juicy, science-backed information that will only improve your health. It's a must-see. Make sure you have a pen and paper handy because you will want to take notes. Let's get it started. Today, we're talking about 3 foods you should be intentionally adding to your diet if you are a cancer survivor or if you're looking to prevent cancer in the first place. And these are not trendy foods. They're not hyped up superfoods. They're not supplements, right? These are foundational foods that directly impact your immune system, hormones, metabolism, gut, detox pathways, and reoccurrence risk. And before we dive in, I want you to understand something. This episode is not about perfection. This episode is about creating an internal environment where cancer struggles to survive, okay? As many of you know, I'm an 8-year cancer survivor, and I struggled tremendously after treatments. Not just physically, but also mentally, emotionally, hormonally, and metabolically. Okay, it affected me entirely. And I want you to hear this clearly. I speak from experience because I lived everything that I'm about to teach you. So let's get started. Let's start with the most overlooked and misunderstood food in cancer recovery and prevention: protein. Protein is critical after cancer and for prevention, okay? Chemotherapy, as we know, doesn't just kill cancer cells. It damages healthy cells as well, especially muscle tissue, gut lining, immune cells, hormone-producing cells, and mitochondria, your energy factories. So after treatment, the body is left in a state of total depletion. Protein is the raw material your body uses to rebuild. It is literally the building block of recovery. When you eat protein, you directly support muscle repair within the body, immune cell production, enzyme creation, hormone production, neurotransmitter balance, blood sugar stability, which is incredibly important, detoxification pathways, gut lining repair, wound healing, and metabolism, and fat loss. This is why low protein intake after cancer often can show up as chronic fatigue, muscle loss, brain fog, weak immunity, blood sugar crashes, sugar cravings, slowed metabolism, and protein helps the body really make that internal environment less favorable for cancer by stabilizing blood sugar and lowering insulin spikes, as well as preserving lean muscle mass, supporting that immune surveillance that's so important, and reducing systematic inflammation. In fact, a PubMed published study found that higher protein intake helped preserve muscle mass and improve metabolic function in cancer survivors. Another American Journal of Clinical Nutrition study showed that adequate protein intake improves immune response and recovery speed after chemotherapy. So, how much protein should you be aiming for? For most survivors and preventers, 30 to 35 grams of protein per meal, not per day, per meal, is the range where people start to really begin to feel noticeable changes and shifts in their energy and their satiety and sugar cravings, muscle tone, mental clarity. But also it's important to know that all protein is not created equal as well. You want clean, low-toxin, bioavailable protein sources, such as grass-fed and grass-finished beef, pasture-raised organic chicken and turkey, wild-caught seafood, pasture-raised eggs, organic tofu, and even lentils, chickpeas, and black beans. These are all good fiber and plant protein resources. When I work with cancer survivors inside my recovery and prevention programs, and we increase the quality and the amount of protein, the shift is dramatic and it happens pretty fast. Yes, many people lose fat, but the bigger transformation is their energy. They feel more stable, less shaky, more satisfied after meals. They have fewer afternoon crashes, less food noise, and fewer sugar cravings. One client I worked with had struggled with intense sugar cravings for years. Within weeks of increasing protein, she said the cravings just stopped. That's the power of blood sugar regulation. When your blood sugar begins to stabilize, your hormones, mood, cravings, and energy follow. Now, protein is broken down into amino acids, which your body uses to build tissue, balance mood, create neurotransmitters, support detox, repair muscles, and regulate immunity. When you have low amino acids, you will feel more fatigue, anxiety, depression, slower healing, and even some brain fog. So here's a gentle reminder, okay? Don't go from 0 to 100 overnight with adding protein into your diet. That's not going to work. Slowly increase your protein because your digestion has to adapt as you shift your intake. Okay, now that we've talked about rebuilding the body structurally with protein, let's talk about rebuilding your gut and immune system. Can you guys guess what it is? Food number two is fermented foods. Fermented foods are critical because they contain probiotics, live beneficial bacteria that helps repair the gut lining, strengthen immunity, improve digestion, balance hormones, improve mood, reduce inflammation, protect against pathogens, and help the body kill abnormal cells. We know that chemo and radiation devastate the gut microbiome. They wipe out good bacteria, they wipe out enzyme production, nutrient absorption, gut lining integrity, and all of this can lead to anxiety and brain fog, fatigue, poor immunity, and just hormonal chaos, and a lot of digestive distress. And you guys, this was me after treatments. My gut was completely destroyed. I know I talk about this all the time, but I was eating healthy, but absorbing nothing. That led to debilitating anxiety, exhaustion, brain fog, and really little emotional regulation. But no one told me that this was all stemming from my gut and my gut health. And that's when I realized that your gut controls everything. Specifically, the gut controls 70 to 80% of your immune system. It also controls your neurotransmitter production, hormonal metabolism, inflammation control, detoxification, infection defense, abnormal cell surveillance. And we all have abnormal cells in our body every day. So that surveillance piece is really important because a strong immune system knows how to destroy them. And your gut health and brain health are also connected. They're actually connected through the vagus nerve. So your gut produces 90% of your serotonin, GABA for calming, and dopamine for motivation. When the gut is inflamed, anxiety rises, panic increases, your mood becomes unstable, and sleep worsens. Also, your brain fog or chemo brain can increase. This is why gut healing often reduces anxiety naturally. A Harvard study confirmed that altering gut bacteria directly impacts emotional regulation. This is why focusing on eating fermented foods, because these are the most powerful foods to help repair the gut and nurture the gut at the end of the day. Some of my favorite probiotic-rich food sources are sauerkraut. The sauerkraut with salt and spices, no vinegar. Kefir, unsweetened only. I recently saw at the store one brand that was a strawberry-flavored kefir contained 20 grams of sugar per serving. This is a no-no because sugar feeds the bad bacteria that we don't want. Yogurt and coconut yogurt, unsweetened. Kimchi, miso, pickles, again, fermented in brine, not in vinegar. And sourdough. These are all good sources. In fact, a 2023 breast cancer study found fermented foods reduced inflammation markers associated with reoccurrence. Now, here's where people get a little confused. You can take or eat all the probiotics in the world, but without prebiotics, they will not thrive. But what are prebiotics, right? Prebiotics are the food for your good bacteria, your probiotics, okay? So think of probiotics as seeds, and prebiotics are the fertilizer. Without fertilizer, nothing grows. Prebiotic food sources are very common. They include garlic, onion, leeks, asparagus, green bananas, apples, chicory root, artichokes, oats, and obviously any kind of beans or legumes. All really easy to eat every day. Prebiotics come from normal food, not fancy powders or supplements, okay? And good bacteria matters because good bacteria in your gut really trains your immune system. It crowds out those pathogens and strengthens the gut lining. It also can help lower inflammation and improve detoxification and supports neurotransmitter production. Without them, your immune defense collapses. Okay, so now we arrive at what I truly believe is the most underrated cancer-fighting food in the world. Food number three, drum roll please, is fiber. Fiber is important for so many things. First and foremost, for digestion and bowel movements. Fiber is what moves waste through your intestines and feeds your microbiome. It binds toxins and eliminates excess estrogen and clears out metabolic waste. When fiber is low, you can become constipated. You can also begin to reabsorb toxins. You recirculate estrogen. Inflammation can increase, and cancer risk also rises. The body must eliminate waste daily. Bowel movements are not optional. They are a cancer prevention tool. At least one bowel movement a day is needed, ideally two, okay? Now, there are two different types of fiber that I want to talk about, soluble and insoluble fiber. We need both. Soluble fiber dissolves in water, forms a gel. It also stabilizes blood sugar and feeds gut bacteria and helps lower cholesterol. Okay, some examples of that fiber is chia, flax, oats, apples, berries, and legumes. Insoluble fiber does not dissolve. It adds bulk to the stool, moves waste through the intestines as well. Okay. Examples are leafy greens, cruciferous veggies, seeds, and nuts. Again, we need both types of fiber. And fiber is also very important for blood sugar regulation. Fiber slows glucose or sugar absorption. This is important because it helps prevent insulin spikes, it lowers cancer-feeding glucose surges, and it stabilizes hormones and reduces cravings, all important things. A PubMed study confirmed that insulin resistance increases cancer growth signaling. Fiber blocks this process. So how much fiber do we need? So for women, we need about 25 to 35 grams a day, men 30 to 38 grams a day, and survivors need the upper end of that, 35 to 50 grams a day. And guys, most Americans eat under 15 grams a day, which is just shocking. I think it's important to know that fiber is not one nutrient, it's thousands of plant fibers acting differently in the gut. That's why we want to aim for 30 plants per week. Yes, per week. Your gut should look like a lush rainforest and not a barren desert, okay? A rainforest thrives because many species coexist, multiple fiber sources feed diverse bacteria, and no single organism dominates. A desert gut causes inflammation, imbalance, and disease. We can avoid that by eating up to 30 different plant foods a week. I know this sounds intimidating, but let me tell you a story. One of my revival clients was terrified to track plant diversity after hearing about the 30. She thought she wasn't doing well, but within 1 week, she counted 38 different plants she was eating. She then felt so empowered, in control, less scared, and more confident in her cancer prevention. That's what education does. Here are my go-to fiber sources that I eat all the time. Cruciferous veggies, the broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, basil seeds, chia seeds, berries, leafy greens, avocados, nuts, lentils, chickpeas, and even black beans. A large study in The Lancet confirmed that higher fiber intake reduces colon cancer risk by up to 40%. This statistic alone should give you the motivation you need to begin to start adding more fiber to your diet. Please remember to also slowly increase your fiber, just like protein. If you jump from 10 to 25 grams a day, you can feel bloated or constipated. You want to gradually increase your intake just like protein, okay? So now we know that protein rebuilds your body. Fermented foods rebuilds your gut. Prebiotics feed your microbes, and fiber eliminates toxins and balances hormones. This is full circle healing. If you're navigating cancer recovery or if you're in your prevention era, these three foods are your foundation: protein, fermented foods, and fiber. Okay. If you want deeper guidance through this, my work at Revival Health and Wellness is built specifically for cancer survivorship and prevention. Feel free to check out my website and request a free consultation. It's www.revivalhealthwellness.com, or feel free to DM me on Instagram. And if this episode helped you, I'd love to hear from you. Comment on YouTube under this episode and tell me which food you're committing to adding this week, okay? Remember, your body is always listening and healing is always possible. Thank you so much for listening.